Hello. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Almost showed you the surprise I had for you. I wanted you to guess what it was. Yeah, it's something that you look at, something that's good to look at, and I got it at the library. Yeah, we haven't looked at a book for a long time together, so I thought maybe this is one that we could see, you and I, together today. Let's go over to the couch and just pretend that we're sitting together here, looking at a book. Do you like to look at books? Well, this one is called Look Again. And it's by Tana Hoban. See if we can find those words, look again, in here. See? Look Again, Tana Hoban. Now. We're to look at this and try to guess what might be on the back of this frame. Does that look like a part of something to you? Let's look here. Like a dandelion. You know, the kind that you just blow and the little bits go up in the air. Now look over here. And there's a girl blowing one. Now, here's another one to guess. What do you think that might be under the frame? That look like a zebra to you? Well, on the back, you'll see him. Hello, zebra. And over here is another one. Look again. And it's a big shell. Now let's see what somebody's doing with that shell over here. Holding it up to the ear and listening. Now look over here. See? Now let's look again. Have you guessed what that might be? That's the underneath part of a turtle. See the turtle on the back in somebody's hand. Look here. Now let's look again. That's the back of a peacock. These are some of the peacock's feathers. Can you find the head of the peacock there? Sure, right down there. Now look at this one. What do you suppose that might be part of? We'll look and see. I'm still not sure, are you? Well, let's look again. Find out. It's a pear cut in half. What do you suppose this is? Ah, it's a fish. Let's see the fish over here. Look again. How many fish are in that bowl? A pair of fish. Is this another one too? Might be. Look over on this side. Sunflower. And look at this tall sunflower over here beside the boy. Here's the last one. Look at this one. See what's a starfish. There's a starfish in somebody's hand. Here's somebody's hand over here. Whose hand is this? Sometimes it's fun to guess about things like that, isn't it? Yeah. But there are times when important things are happening in your family and in your world that you don't want to have to guess. No, you want to be told, don't you? Maybe you'd sing that song with me, I Like to Be Told. Okay? I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard. If it's not going to hurt, I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true. True, I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. People do go away and they do come back, and it helps to know those things, doesn't it? Why don't we pretend that Van Cliburn, remember the pianist, Van Cliburn, the big tall man? Let's pretend that he's coming back to the neighborhood of make-believe. And that Lady Aberlin is thinking about fooling King Friday about Van Cliburn's coming back. Will you make-believe that with me? I can hardly wait to see him.
He's such a tall man, Edgar.
I don't care how tall he is. He plays the piano so well.
Yes, you're right, Edgar. The size doesn't have anything to do with the talent.
Oh, why do you have that costume?
Well, I thought it might be fun just to see if Uncle Friday would
recognize. Oh, here he comes now.
Hello, Friday.
Hello, Mr. Clyburn.
Hello, Mr. Clyburn.
How are you?
Just fine.
I was here. King Friday invited me to come by and play a private recital for him.
Of course. I think my uncle's expecting you in the music room.
Oh, yes. Well, then, excuse me. I'll go now.
Oh, may I sing one sentence
to
surely, you, sir?
Oh, surely, Mr. Cook.
I would rather hear you play the piano than anything I cook.
Well, thank you, I think.
Oh, it is a compliment.
Oh, Mr. Clyburn.
Yes, Lady Adam.
How do you feel about wearing costumes?
You mean right now? For this afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do you think the king would say? And by the way, is this a costume party? I wasn't told.
Well, it's not a costume party, and I think Uncle Friday would just love it. I really do.
Really?
I was thinking it'd be nice to see whether he could recognize you if you wore a costume today.
Well, I'd like that if you think he would.
Well, I don't think he'd mind. After all, you've been friends for such a long time. I think he'd enjoy it.
All right.
Oh, great.
Well, you'll help me with it.
Yes, I will. Okay. Oh, Edgar, you won't tell, will you?
Oh,
no. Please,
no.
This will be our secret.
Yes, I'll not do anything but listen. Oh, thank you for coming, Mr. Clyburn. Oh, and a secret, too.
Bye, Edgar.
Bye.
Now
for this. Okay. How does it look?
Terrific.
Do you think he'll recognize me?
I don't know. We'll have to see. And now... Wonderful.
Really?
Yes. Oh, let's go.
Okay.
I wonder where they are.
Well, Lady Evelyn was to meet him at the garden and bring him to the music room.
Oh, I do so love to hear him play.
I trust that the piano is in good tune.
Yes. Edgar had everything taken care of this morning. Oh, here's Edgar now.
Wait till you hear the surprise for thee.
Are they coming?
Wait till you see. Here they come now.
Oh, where are they?
Oh, yes, here they come.
Why, that doesn't look like Mr.
Aunt Sarah, Uncle Friday, Prince Tuesday, Edgar Cook. It gives me great pleasure to present your honored guest.
But I expected...
Well, it's such a great pleasure to be with you, Your Majesties, and Mr.
But that sounds like Mr. Clyburn.
Honored guest, it has been a while since we've seen you, several months.
Your Majesty.
Yes. People do change with time and all, but...
Quite so, Your Majesty.
I'm wondering, do you still play the piano?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Would you kindly prove it to me? I mean, would you kindly play it for me?
I'd be delighted to, sir.
Well, it sounds just like him.
I know it does. No one else plays like that. Mr. Honored Guest. Would you kindly come closer just a moment?
Yes, Your Majesty.
You play like Van Cliburn. Yes. Your voice sounds like Van Cliburn. I should like to look into your eyes.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Just a little closer.
Yes.
You are Van Cliburn.
Yes.
Is this a costume you're wearing?
Yes, it is.
Oh, right.
Well, I just wondered.
It's such a surprise. Oh, such a large surprise.
It was my idea, Uncle Friday. Of course, Mr. Cliburn likes costumes, too.
Well, I do have Lady Evelyn to thank.
Yeah, well, it was a lovely idea, children, and a very good actor you are.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Yes, but now I'm ready to see you as you are really and to hear some more music.
Your wish is my command, Your Majesty.
Very well. Play, kind sir. Bravo!
Why, that was perfectly beautiful.
Mr. Cliburn, that is a composition that I have not heard. What is it?
Your Majesty, it's one of my own compositions called Nostalgia.
You mean you wrote it yourself?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Why, how amazing and how excellent of you. Well, I suggest we go to the sea room then and talk about composers and costumes and clever conversation with Cliburn, and Edgar Cook will have a cake.
Oh, yes, come along to the sea room.
Oh, what an excellent day. Thank you.
Van Cliburn, he composed that last music himself that he played. Composed, that means he made it up. Yeah, he thought it up himself. I like to hear him play. So many sounds in the world, so many sounds to hear. You wouldn't think that fish or things that live under the water made sounds, but they do. They have their own special sounds. You know, I heard a recording of different whales. Sounds. It just sounded like they were talking to each other. Yeah, it was very interesting. Someday I'll have to bring... Oh, just a minute. Coming. There's another sound. Telephone. Hello? Hi, Joe. Fine. Yeah, we've just been pretending that Van Cliburn was playing and all dressed up in a costume at the castle. Yeah, my friend and I together. Trombone? Slide trombone? Sure, would you like to see a slide trombone? That's the kind of an instrument that people play by sliding along. Well, I'll show you. Sure, we'd like to come. Yep. Oh, good. All right, we'll be over in a few minutes. Goodbye. Joe Negri has a friend there who has a slide trombone taken apart because he's going to fix a little part of it. And he knows we're interested in things. So let's go. Maybe the man will even be able to play it. Come along to Negri's Music Shop.
Hi.
Hi, Fred. I'd like you to meet Joe Dallas.
Hi, Fred. Glad to meet you.
Glad to know you, Joe.
And whenever I have problems with the trombone that I can't take care of, Joe comes over and helps me. Well, we decided that the slide on this horn is in good shape, and the trouble is down here in a little valve that's at the bottom. And, Joe, do you think you can fix that?
I think I can. I think there's some air leaking out of it.
Here, I'll hold this for you.
Okay. Fred, would you open that for me?
Sure.
Well, the first thing I have to do is take the old one out.
Yeah.
There it is.
Uh-huh. So that's what was. Now, it does
look
a little worn, doesn't it?
To see the size of this one, I think I should maybe file that a little bit.
It's a regular nail file you use, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
A little piece of cork.
I think it's okay now. Let's put a little dab of glue on it.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that that little cork will cause the horn not to blow properly.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put the cap back on that?
Mm-hmm.
I hope I fouled it enough. I think it's going in.
Needs to fit tight, does it?
Real tight so that no air leaks out of the hole down at the bottom. Oh, there's a little glue. That means it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
And that's all there is to it, Joe.
Well, we could try it to see.
Wish you would. Hey, it's a part, isn't it?
Yes, that's
three
the bell
pieces.
Part. The bell part, right?
This part goes into here. Slide section. Then this tightens up.
That's it.
And there's your mouthpiece.
Right, that's what you blow into.
Let's hear it. See it.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Each time you move that slide.
Yeah, would you play a little something? I mean, more than that. I'd like to hear some more.
Let's play a little tune for Fred.
All right, okay.
You want to try that song of his?
All right, good. I'd like to.
All right.
Thank you.
I really like that. Well, that's slide trombone. And just that little bit of a valve was what it needed
it
fixed,
sure was.
Huh?
It was causing it to leak.
Thanks for your call.
Well, thanks for coming over.
Thanks for showing
nice
us, Joe.
You.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
Hope to see you soon again. Bring it to our house someday, okay?
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Fred.
Bye.
Slide trombone. One time when I was at Negri's music shop, I bought something. Do you remember what that was? Well, I'm going to turn my back and see if you can remember by hearing it, okay? Crow call. Remember that? Yeah, that's something that you blow into. Now I'll turn my back once more and do something and see if you know what it is. Did you know I was clapping my hands? I'll clap yours too. Look again. We'll just leave this here so that we can look again another day. Well, it's time for me to be going now. But I'll be back tomorrow, and you and I will think more things and do more things then. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I always talk about tomorrow when I start to go, because that's what I'm thinking of, when I'll be back and we can visit together again. You've made it a special day for me. Yeah, we'll do the same tomorrow. Goodbye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.